The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the November 2023 issue of Scout Life. Now, as we look at the front cover, a little picture of a kind of robotic picture. Under the caption, "It's playtime, the most wonderful time of the year is here." Then under our little doohickey there, it says, "Stay sharp with these knives and multi-tools. Check out some school camporees. Plus comics, jokes, and much, much more. Boy Scout of America." Let's see what else we can look forward to in this issue. The departments, page 2, Erie on the Prairie. Page 3, Heads Up. Page 7, Ask the Gear Guy. Scout Life headliners on page 8, Fitness First on page 40, Religious Emblems also on page 40. On page 41, What's Up on ScoutLife.org. Page 42, Reader Favorites. And page 43, Think and Grin. Some feature stories on page 16, Tour Story. Making a list? Here's some of the latest and greatest from the toy world. Page 14, Cool Camporees. These aren't your ordinary campouts. Page 18, The Best Blades. Gear Guy update. Get the right knife or multi-tool for the job. Scouting Around. Live by the code. Learn how you can treat the outdoors better than you found it and urge others to do the same. We can find that on page 20. Merit Badge Minute. Fishing, fly fishing, fish and wildlife management, page 22. And on page 38, games. The comics we have for this month, page 24, Mages and More. Lion Pride on page 28. Tiger's Adventures on page 29. On page 30, Wolfgang. On page 30, The Bear Bunch. Page 31, We'll Be Loyal Scouts. Arrowheads on page 31, Dink, Duff, and Desi on page 32, Pee-wee Harris on page 33, on page 34, Wacky Adventures, page 38, Scouts in Action, and more Scouts in Action on page 37.
Hi, everyone. Last month, I promised you some pics of the pumpkins I carved. Here's what I came up with. There was one more pumpkin, but I ate it before I finished carving. Let me tell you, that was a mistake. Eagles are not meant to eat winter squash. Enough said. Now, let's talk. I recently got the Crazy Creek camp chair you recommended. It is very uncomfortable and lightweight. My sister has even been stealing it to use around the house. Thanks for the recommendation. That's from Liam G. in Solana Beach, California. That's the problem with good gear. Everyone wants to use it. I know because my own sister used my fish finder until she dropped it in the Pacific Ocean. Good thing these eagle-eyed find fish just fine. But always remember, you were the pursuer of the great gear. That can never be taken away from you. Here are some great dad jokes. Can I dive in this pool? It deep ends. Dad, can you put on my shoes? No, I don't think they'll fit me. Dear Math, grow up and solve your own problems. Did you hear the one about the roof? Never mind. It's over your head. Did you know that milk is the fastest liquid on earth? It's pasteurized before you even see it. That's from Christopher R. in Centerville, Virginia. Did you hear the one about the jump rope? Let's just skip it. I would like to suggest more Dutch oven dessert recipes.
Our troop has a contest every year, and we'd like to find many recipes for this. Furthermore, more desserts in the recipe section of scoutlife.org might be added for cooking at campouts. That's from Kenny L. in La Canada, California.
This is your month, Kenny. The Scout Life site is stuffed. See what I did there? With Dutch oven recipes. There's even a whole Thanksgiving meal you can make with a Dutch oven. Check it out at go.scoutlife.org/Dutch oven.
I'd like to thank you, your gear guy, for the article on sunglasses. I didn't know having different colored lenses affects how effective they are. I also didn't know there were different kinds of UV rays that need to be blocked to protect your eyes. I keep this in mind. I'll keep this in mind next time I shop for sunglasses. I always love the gear section, and I'm excited to see what the next one is about. That's from Jason M. from Jensen, Nebraska.
Check out page 18 for the next one. A Gear Guy update on knives and multitudes. I love these articles, too, Jason. With the one about sunglasses, I was interested to learn I can wear certain color shades to better spot fish in the water. Hello to my future little salmon snacks. Here I go again, ending another session talking about my favorite foods. I'm going to get a reputation for leaving work to go eat. But I really do need to stop here to have some lunch, which won't include pumpkin. See y'all next month.
Opening shot. Heads up. November 20th through 26th is National Game and Puzzle Week. It's the perfect time to work on your game design merit badge and these Cub Scout adventures. On your mark, Lion Game, Tigers Play, Code of the Wolf, Marble Madness, Bear, and Game Design for Wiblos. And here on page 3 is a variety of different puzzle games that I'm sure all of us would enjoy. Moving on to page 4, what we can look forward to in November calendar. This month, see it. Branch's Secret is out. Poppy learns that Branch and his brothers were once part of her favorite boy band, Brozone, after his brother Floyd is kidnapped for his musical talents. The friends embark on a journey to reunite the group and rescue Floyd. See what happens when Trolls Band Together lands in theaters. November 7th, rated PG. November calendar, November 11th is Veterans Day. Honor those who have served our country. November 14th is National Young Readers Day, and November 6th through 12th is Children's Book Week. Get the hint? Don't forget, the SL Say Yes to Reading contest closes at the end of next month. go.scoutlife.org/reading contest. And we'll stop there. Let's go on to Fast Facts. Heads up. Turkeys. Only male turkeys exhibit the fan-like tail and ruffled feathers. 37 pounds, the weight of the largest wild turkey ever discovered. Wow. Seeds, nuts, insects, fruit, and salamanders are the typical diet of a wild turkey. 1 mile, the distance a turkey's gobble can be heard. Wow. Benjamin Franklin thought the turkey was a more respectable bird than the bald eagle. Native Americans domesticated turkeys for 1,500 years before Christopher Columbus came to America. Female turkeys lay up to 18 eggs at a time. Poult, the term for a baby turkey. Hen, the term for an adult female turkey. Tom, the term for an adult male turkey. Wattle, the flap of skin hanging from a turkey's neck. It turns bright red when the turkey gets upset. Alaska, only state where wild turkeys aren't found. Reader's page. my camping adventures. I've been to many fun, exciting, and adventurous scout camps. I traveled to many states for these camps, including Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and West Virginia. The food wasn't always great, but the time I spent with my friends and family was. I also earned many merit badges while on these trips. I'm proud and happy with what I've done so far. I hope all scouts can enjoy scouting the same way I do. That's from Austin H. in Glendora, New Jersey. Has anything exciting happened to you lately? If you have had an adventure on Under 18, write about it and send it to Reader's Page, Scout Life, S306, Post Office Box 152079, Irving, Texas, 75015-2079, or via the e-form at scoutlife.org. You will receive this official contributor patch if we print your submission. Ask the gear guy. Heads up. Question. How do I keep my pocket knife sharp? That's from Andrew from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Answer. Over time, a knife will start to get dull. That can be dangerous. When a blade is not sharp, you can lose control while cutting and your knife could slip. Use a sharpening tool to maintain your knife's edge. The most popular tool is a whetstone, like the Smith's knife sharpening stone, available at the Scout Shop. First, clean your knife and apply a thin layer of oil or water, depending on the type of whetstone, to the stone. Place your blade at an angle about 25 degrees against the stone and run the blade along it several times. Do the same to the other side. You can also use a sharpener. The WorkSharp Guided Field Sharpener features two sharpening plates set against angle guides to help you find the right angle. It also has a rod for sharpening serrated blades. The WorkSharp Micro Sharpener and Knife Tool has a couple of sharpening rods as well as bits you can use to tighten your knife's pivot hinges. Remember to follow pocket knife safety rules. Get properly trained before you carry one. Stuff we like. Voltaic off-grid at go.scoutlife.org/voltaic. Buying a backpack and separate solar charging system can get expensive, so why not get them together? Voltaic makes a 25-liter backpack with a built-in solar panel and USB battery pack called the Off-Grid. With it, you can charge your cell phone or camera batteries while you hike. A set of side pockets organize the battery pack and your device. Connected to the solar panel, the battery pack rests inside one of the zippered side pockets. Your device goes in the second pocket, and a port connects the two so you can use a USB cord to the battery pack. The backpack, made from recycled plastic bottles, has two large compartments for your gear, one of which is designed to hold a laptop or tablet. You could also consider the 20-liter Voltaic Converter solar backpack, though its smaller solar panel means it takes twice as long to charge your devices. Question. I'm looking for a comfortable day pack that's less than $120. Answer. Day packs are great for short outings. You're not carrying a large backpack, but you can still take what you need for the next several hours. You want to fit your Scout essentials, first aid kit, water bottle, trail food, etc., plus any extra gear you want for the trip, like a camera or binoculars. However, the more you take, the bigger a pack you'll need, and that's usually when the price goes up. Day packs often range in capacity from 10 liters to about 40. Go to an outdoor sports store and check out the different sizes so you can better gauge how big of a pack you'll want. Usually, a pack around 25 liters should give you all the space you need. With two exterior side sleeves, an interior pocket for a hydration bladder, and a front stash pocket, one nice option of that size is the Eagle Creek Ranger XE 26L. For even more space, you could save up a little more cash and look at Eagle Creek's 36-liter version. Hiking light? Consider the Hideaway Capsule Backpack, $40, which folds into its top pocket to a handheld size. It's not as comfy since it doesn't have a supported back, but this 15-liter pack still has plenty of room with two stretchy side sleeves and an interior pocket. Ask the Gear Guy. Scout Life's Gear Guy is here to answer your questions about gear and gadgets. Find more Gear Guy questions and answers in the Outdoors and Gear section of ScoutLife.org. Scout Life headliners, Shredding the Slopes. Star Scout wins at Nationals. Maya Metzger, age 16, hometown Riverside, California. Scout rank, Star Scout, Troop 188, 7G Riverside. Maya made headlines for winning the Snowboard Youth 15 and 16 Women's All-Around category at the 2023 USA Snowboard and Free Ski Association National Championships. The scoop? Snowboarding since age 9, Maya has qualified for 3 national competitions. She participates in all 5 snowboard events: halfpipe, slopestyle, slalom, giant slalom, and border cross. Know someone making headlines? Well, before that, let's go ahead with winning pentathlete. Life Scout places nationally. Josiah Joe Henson, age 15, hometown Falls Church, Virginia. Scout rank, Life Scout, Troop 150, Annandale, Virginia. Joe made headlines for placing 4th in the boys under 15 category at the 2022 USA Pentathlon Multisport National Championships held at the United States Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Joe was 13 at the time of competition. The scoop, though, Joe competes in Olympic Modern Pentathlon, which involves 5 events: fencing, horseback riding, running, shooting, and swimming. More Scout Life headliners. Giovanni Yuloa, age 18, hometown Miami, Florida. Scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 599, Miami. Giovanni made headlines for providing pit support for the winning team in the Galileo division at the 2023 First for Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology Championships. First Robotics Competition, Ram Tech 59, competed against 75 other teams. Giovanni is responsible for keeping the team robot operational during competition season. Amon Bangare, age 8, hometown Millburn, New Jersey. Scout rank, Bear Scout, Pack 17, Short Hills, New Jersey. Amog made headlines by winning the 2023 Essex County Executive Student Artist Award. Amog's birch trees artwork was displayed at the Essex County Hall of Records in Newark for Youth Art Month. And finally, we have Samuel Stallman, age 19, hometown Bradenton, Florida. Scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 23, Sarasota, Florida. Samuel made headlines for helping raise more than $5,000 to fund music scholarship for students who lost a loved one or whose parents lost jobs during the COVID-19 pandemic. As event chair, Sam organized a fundraising concert with Music Compound School called Shred the Love. Know someone who's making headlines? Let us know. gold.scoutlife.org/headliners. Toy Story. Making a list? Here are some of the latest and greatest from the toy world. Roborex, Build Code and Rampage and Code Control Dinosaur Robot. Rex, move the dino in all directions, makes its eyes light up and trigger all kinds of sounds, including a chowing down. Our 12 to 10 and 8-year-old testers can't get enough of it. The 12-year-old says, it's challenging to do the wiring when putting it together, but it does everything it's supposed to and is really cool. Pulling stunts. Take off with the Sky Viper Vector Performance Stunt Jet. Our 10-year-old pilot says it's the most fun he's had in a while. Launch it by throwing it in the air or taxiing along a smooth surface like a sidewalk. It's easy to fly, and you can do loops and barrel rolls with the controller's stunt button. Our tester says you need a large space until you get the hang of it, so fly it in a field or empty parking lot. The plane is durable in crashes, and it has great battery life. From the Batcave is the ultimate for DC Universe fans, the Flash Batmobile RC. This limited edition 1989 vehicle roars to life with sound effects, working head and taillights, and jet engine water vapor exhaust. The charging base doubles as a spinning display platform. As he raced it around, our 9-year-old tester rated it as very cool. Action figure and batteries included. Jammed time. Get your party started and take it wherever you go with the Jammed speaker. It fits in the palm of your hand, but it's packed with Bluetooth 5.0 technology that works up to 800 feet. Our 9-year-old tester used its handle and a clip to attach it to her backpack while she pumped up the music. Take your pick from 16 cool designs. Take it for a spin. Duncan's Butterfly XT is a high-performance yo-yo, especially for beginners and intermediates, offering 10 times the spin as the original model. Its ball-bearing axle and wide, durable design are perfect for all your long spin tricks. Flip for fun. Flipside was an instant hit right out of the packaging with our testers at ages 12, 10, and 8. With this handheld electronic game, flip and slide the colored blocks to match them to the lights. The four different puzzle games are fast-paced and challenging, and you can play solo or with friends. Batteries included. Amazing fun. Draw cards and move your game piece to the maze to get you to your character in Disney 100 Labyrinth. You can change the board layout to get to your destination faster or block opponents. Of the 15 games they tried out, this was our tester's family favorite. They say it's a must-have for anyone into Disney movies and fun. Easy pleaser. This one is a real crowd pleaser. Nerf Kids Bounce and Score. Can be played indoors or outdoors with the family or at a party or even by yourself. All you do is bounce the foam balls on the target to score points. This is fun, our 12-year-old tester says. I would definitely play it with my friends, and it's easy to put together. His three younger sisters loved it too. Win! Find links to all these toys and more, plus enter for a chance to win one of the toys every day throughout the month of November. On target, the Avatar Defender Bow hit the bullseye of fun with our sister, age 9, and brother 6 testers. The suction cup arrows can fly more than 40 feet, but they're lightweight with soft tips, so they're safe for indoor play. The arrows are very easy to shoot, and like that, they stick on the windows, walls, and ceiling, sister says. Guessing game. Headbands Lightspeed electrifies the classic "What am I?" game. The battery-powered headband with lights and sounds keeps the action moving. Guess as many cards as you can before your headband sings green light. Act out a scene. Blue. Give three clues. Orange. Answer fast. Our brother age 11 and sister age 9 testers had a blast playing with their parents. Itsy Bitsy Pet. Bitsy isn't just one virtual pet. It's 15 in one pod. As you take good care of it, feeding, rocking it to sleep, and even cleaning up after it, it grows from baby to adult to super Bitsy. Once the puppy, hedgehog, bunny, chameleon, unicorn, or whatever becomes a super Bitsy, you can play a game. Bitsy was a big hit with both our 6 and 9-year-old testers. So win. Find links to all these toys and more. Plus, enter for a chance to win one of the toys every day throughout the month of November. go.scoutlife.org/win toys. 1. Open the camera app on your phone. Hold your phone so that the QR code appears. Tap the notification to visit scoutlife.org. Play Catch 2.0. Take a squishy orange ball and a gaming app. Put them together and you get Smart Ball. Play interactive games, enjoy music and sound effects, and get real-time audio coaching as you throw the ball around. It makes outdoor play feel like video game time. You can even compete with players around the world in a virtual league. I like how the ball gives you a bunch of different challenges, says our 9-year-old tester. Star Maker. Be the star of your own show with Studio Creator 2 Video Maker Kit. It comes with an adjustable tripod, smartphone mount, green screen, and ring light. Our 9-year-old tester loved creating her own content, but she cautions that you make sure to flatten the creases in the green screen before getting to work. Marble Mania. Launch marbles through wheat chutes, sliders, loops, and trampolines with a Marble Run Stunt Starter Set. Our 8 to 10 and 12-year-old testers agree that the set is super fun and easy to put together. You can get more building ideas from the Marble Genius app, as well as extend, mix, and match with 2 other stunt sets. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.